Going Linux, Episode 7, Email, the More Advanced Topics. Welcome to the Going Linux Podcast. I'm your host, Larry Bushy. Going Linux is a podcast for computer users who just want to use Linux to get things done. Whether you're new to Linux, if you're moving from Windows to Linux, or if you're just thinking about moving to Linux, this podcast will provide you with practical day-to-day advice on how to use Linux. Our goal is to help make the Linux experience easy for you. In the user experience episodes of Going Linux, we take 2 months to cover a topic. In the first month, we cover a general introduction to the topic, including topics of interest to switchers to Linux. In the second month, we deal with more advanced topics of interest to new Linux users trying to build their confidence and trying to dig a little deeper into their Linux experience. Between each of the user experience episodes, we have listener feedback. In those episodes, we answer listener questions and provide additional information on using Linux. Our email address is goinglinux@gmail.com, and our website is goinglinux.com. On our website, you'll find show notes, articles, information, and detailed instructions with screenshots on the topics we cover during the podcast. In previous episodes, we've talked about email basics and discussed how email works in general. In this episode, we'll be discussing how to manage your email inbox, in particular using mail filters, junk mail controls, email signatures, and how to search through your email. The examples we use will be from the Thunderbird mail client, mainly because of its popularity. In preparing for this episode, I was thinking about how people manage their email and what would they like me to discuss in an episode like this. Well, have you ever wished that your email was color-coded in some way to make it easy to identify? For example, your personal email could be in green, your work email could be in red, your hobbies in blue, and the jokes that Uncle Phil sends you would send directly to a jokes folder that you've collected, and of course, you would want to send the spam messages directly to the trash. We'll be talking about how to do all of those things, and I'll also be providing links in the show notes to resources with step-by-step instructions on how to do each. So, where should we start? Well, how about starting with creating email signatures? Email signatures are those little bits of information at the bottom of every email message that you send, like best regards, Larry, in my case, or simply your name and contact information. That kind of information you don't have to type every time you create a new email message. The electronic signature feature of Thunderbird and many other email clients does that for you automatically. You set up the signature in advance, and every time you create a new message, the signature is added at the bottom. So how do we go about doing that? Well, the first thing you want to do is create the signature as a file on your computer. So open any text editing program. If you're using Thunderbird or another email client in Windows, that would be Windows Notepad. In Linux, using KDE, it would probably be Kate, and under GNOME, you would choose gedit, or any text editing program will do. Add your name and how you can be reached by telephone and maybe even your email address on separate lines in the text file. You might also want to add a link to your personal blog or personal website. Now save the file to somewhere on your computer's hard drive. Now let's set up Thunderbird to find and use that file. So open Thunderbird and go to, if you're in Windows, it's the Tools menu and select Settings. In Linux, it's the Edit menu and select Account Settings. Select your account or email address on the left. If you only have one, it will likely already be selected. Then on the right-hand side, check the box that says Attach This Signature. Click the Choose button, or in Windows, the Browse button, just to the right of the checkbox, and navigate to the folder where you put your signature file you just created. Open that file, and then click OK to save your settings. That's it. From now on, Thunderbird will be using that signature file. If something changes in your contact information, or if you want to make a change of any sort to the text file later on, simply open that text file and make your edits and save it. There are no further changes you will need to make to Thunderbird. At this point, you may be wondering where to find the step-by-steps for creating a signature file and adding it to your Thunderbird, as well as the other things that we'll be talking about in this episode. Well, first of all, you can go to the articles section of goinglinux.com, also the show notes section, if you like, for this particular episode. And one other resource I'd like to mention is opensourcearticles.com. Open Source Articles has information on how to use Thunderbird in 9 different languages, articles on Firefox, OpenOffice, and several other cross-platform open source applications that might be of interest to our listeners here at Going Linux. All of the examples are for Windows, but as we've discussed in the past, with many open source applications, the instructions are almost identical regardless of the platform you're using the application on. In the Open Source Articles section on Thunderbird, Part 3 discusses email signatures. Now let's move on to managing the flow of email automatically. Many email systems have underutilized features that can help you manage that email inbox onslaught. Thunderbird is included in that list. Thunderbird has message filters, for example, that allow you to color code messages or send email directly to a folder based on message rules that you establish. So, for example, you can color code all of the messages from your mom in red, from your colleagues or classmates in blue, and from your best friends in green. That can help quickly focus your attention on messages from those people that are most likely to send you important stuff. You may already be aware that you can create folders, sort of an electronic filing cabinet within Thunderbird. You may not know that you can use the automation built into Thunderbird to pre-sort your email into those folders before you read them. You can filter your mail messages based on sender, subject line, or other parameters that you define. Let's talk about how you do that. The first thing you want to do is to create a folder to sort your mail into. So with Thunderbird open, you'll see a list of local folders on the left-hand side. Right-click on the words Local Folders and select New Folder from the menu that appears. Give your new folder a name and click OK, and you'll see your new folder created within the list of local folders. Now, to get Thunderbird to pre-sort your mail for you, go to the Tools menu and select Message Filters. If you have more than one email account in Thunderbird, you'll want to select which account you're creating the filter for. If you only have one account, it will already be selected. You can also create filters for your local folders. To make a new filter, click the button labeled New. Give your new filter a name. I used Mail from Uncle Phil. For my example, I made a filter which takes mail that comes in from my Uncle Phil and puts it directly into a local folder labeled Uncle Phil. You'll notice that the top section of the Filter Rules dialog box contains the criteria that allow you to sort the messages. So, for example, you may want to look for incoming messages from a particular person, or that have a certain word or words in the subject line, or even in the body of the text. You can also sort mail by date and other parameters that you can choose from the list. The lower section determines what action Thunderbird will take based on your criteria. You can choose to move the mail message, copy it, forward it, reply to it automatically, or even delete it, and you have many more choices as well. When you're finished, click OK, and you have a new filter that you can apply to any messages coming in on that specific mail account. Now, color coding the messages is a special case of using mail filters. In the Perform These Actions section, select Label Message As. You'll notice that you can label it as None, which doesn't change the color coding. You can also label it Important, Work, Personal, To Do, or Later. Those particular labels are not so important as which color they represent. If you select Important, those messages will be labeled in the color red. If you choose Personal, that labels them in green. To Do marks them blue. Work marks them in yellowish orange. And Later marks them purple. Choose the label that gives you the color you want your messages to appear. Click OK when you're finished. You can combine these actions as well into a single mail rule. So you can color code a message and move it to a folder if that's what you want to do, for example. Another idea you might want to use these message filters for is to help you manage your email inbox by taking out the trash automatically. For example, you might want to have messages moved directly to the trash where you are not listed in the To address field. In other words, those messages where you may just be copied for information. Not that brave? Well, another approach would be to create a folder labeled Copy Only or Delete Me. That way, those messages that are sent to you just for informational purposes are put into that folder, and you can sift through them later when you've got time to see if there are any of those messages that have any value, and then quite easily delete those messages when you're finished. Another type of message that I know you'll want to get rid of right away is spam or electronic junk mail. Thunderbird has junk mail control features that do just that. And you have control over what happens when Thunderbird identifies a message as junk. I have mine going directly to the trash. You can also flag messages manually as junk. That way, similar messages in the future are sent directly to the trash without having to manually flag them that way yourself. Here's how you set up those junk mail controls. The key thing to remember about Thunderbird's junk mail features is that you have control over the spam or junk mail message filter itself. Essentially, you're telling Thunderbird what's spam and what's not, and whether it goes right to the trash or whether it goes into Thunderbird's special junk mail folder. The first thing you do to enable junk mail filtering is to go to the Thunderbird Tools menu. You'll find a selection for junk mail controls. Use the Configure Junk Settings for drop-down list. If you have more than one email account in Thunderbird, you'll want to select it. Otherwise, it'll be automatically selected for you. On the Settings tab in the Handling section, choose how you want Thunderbird to automatically detect incoming junk mail, whether you want it to go into a junk folder or directly into the trash or somewhere else. Here you can also select to have that junk mail automatically deleted after a period of time. You can also choose to have mail that you manually mark as junk sent to the junk folder or delete it. Finally, to turn on the junk mail filter, go to the Adaptive Filter tab and check the checkbox labeled Enable Adaptive Junk Mail Detection, then click OK. Now all you need to do is to tell Thunderbird what mail you receive is junk and what isn't. You can either highlight a mail message and click the Junk button, or you can right-click on a mail message and select Mark as Junk or Mark as Not Junk from the context menu that comes up. By selecting and deselecting which mail is junk and which isn't, you're actually teaching Thunderbird which mail messages you consider to be spam and which ones you don't. After a while, Thunderbird will remove the vast majority of spam and other junk messages that arrive in your inbox automatically. OpenSourceArticles.com also recommends another trick for preventing spam messages, and this one is very simple to implement as well. In the Linux Thunderbird client, you go to the Preferences menu and select Privacy and look at the General tab. Then make sure the checkbox is checked that indicates that it will block remote images in mail messages. While you're there, you might also want to check the box that blocks JavaScript in mail messages as well, just to be on the safe side. Okay, to wrap things up, let's talk about how to use Thunderbird's search functions to find specific text in your messages and to locate those messages that you know you got some time ago. You just don't remember who they were from or where you filed them. To bring up the search dialog box, go to the Edit menu, select Find Search Messages. At the top of the dialog box, you can indicate which email account or even which folder you want to search for a message. You can search just that folder or all of the subfolders under the one that you select as well. Next, choose how you want to find the text by looking for it in the subject, in the from field, the to field, or anywhere in the body of the text. There are many other options here for you as well. When you've finished defining the conditions, click the search button and the results will appear in the window below. It's as simple as that. That's it for the Going Linux podcast for this episode. I want to remind you to go to the show notes at goinglinux.com for additional information and detailed instructions for all of the topics we've discussed this time. And feel free to email us with any comments, questions, and suggestions you have at goinglinux@gmail.com. You can subscribe to the podcast to get future episodes delivered automatically. Instructions are on the website. Thanks for listening. Theme music provided by Mark Blasco at podcastthemes.com.